this is a new recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, dig it. Stop right on.
And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And it sure is good hearing my man Stu's voice. Miss having Stu around. But good morning, Sam. How you doing?
Good, Earl. How was your weekend?
So let me say this to you. I'm so glad to be back to work because I can get a break.
Oh, no. Hey, now.
if people knew what I did once I leave here and what I do in my community. Saturday, I spent 6 hours on a barbecue grill. 6 hours.
Oh, my gosh. What were you cooking up?
Well, chicken and brats and... shish kebabs.
I love it. That sounds delicious.
And so, you know, every year there's this guy in our community who puts together a big birthday bash for children. And just to give you an idea, there's $10,000 worth of free gifts that are donated to these children. And so everything from, you ever see these big battery cars for children, you know, cars that look the facsimiles of the real ones and you plug them up. And
oh, yeah, I had one. I cruised around in one.
So I mean, there's probably at least 40 of those.
That's a party. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
And they probably gave away over 150 bikes.
How fun.
You name it, they give these things away. This guy does it every year. This was the 28th year. 3,000 to 4,000 people. And I'm on the grill, right? And I'll tell you something. I mean, that's the kind of thing I love doing. I'm out. My community knows who I am because of the volunteerism that I've done over my entire life. So I've built a reputation from people who know that whenever there's something that needs to be done to benefit people, especially children and the elderly, I'm there.
I think that's a great reputation to have.
Yeah, and I've been doing it now for well over 20 years or more. And so, you know, I was exhausted, but I certainly felt like I had done something of purpose. And to me, that's what life is about. Something, doing something of value for people who really, you know, are struggling, who are on the margin. And it's mainly... my endeavors always are for people who basically are struggling to make it. And so anyway, 6 hours on the grill. I got to tell you, I think the smoke is still in me.
Oh, yeah. You still smelling it? Yeah. I bet. It's hard to, your hair, I'm sure,
yeah,
everything. I worked at a grill like one summer and I remember smelling after like 3 showers, I still smelled like those hot dogs.
Yeah, you can't.
But it's good.
You can't wash it off. But anyway.
Delicious.
So I'm glad to be back so I can rest here at the radio station for the next 5 days.
Kick back and chat with me for a while.
Well, you know, it's summer, and so everything's going on. So, I got a long summer. There's always long summers. But anyway, I got a lot to talk about today, and I want to begin the program. But I just heard the guy say the gasoline is down to $4.81 a gallon. And somehow we're supposed to celebrate.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
What?
That the gasoline is down to $4.81 a gallon. I'm not celebrating that. Well, it's better than $5.49.
We're almost celebrating.
Yeah, but I'm not going to celebrate $4.81 a gallon. You know, it's got to get down to somewhere around $3 a gallon before you hear me celebrating about how far down it's come. And I'll tell you, with all the other things going on, people aren't talking about the gas, the price of gas as much because of all of these things that are going on. And I'll tell you something. There's so many things going on in this world and in this country. And I don't remember a time in my life that this many different things were going on at the same time. And so there's nothing but news everywhere. And issues that are critically important are going to be left behind or not discussed as much because every time you turn around, there's something added to the plate. And you don't get a chance to finish the food on your plate before they throw another entree onto the plate. And you look and your stomach is full and you say, I don't think I had better try that, but then you look around and you say, well, let me try it. Let me at least take a morsel of that. But you know, if you're in the business of news and radio, this is a potpourri. None of it is good by any stretch of the imagination. None of it is beneficial. It is all horrible. And so that's where we are. But let me begin the show with this. You know, Sam, there's so much injustice in the world, and the average person always gets the short end of the stick. But here's a story that I was looking at that's kind of heartbreaking on the one hand, but on the other hand, it shows that there's still some people who have a moral compass, moral fiber, not in the business community, but certainly regular people. Here's a guy. He spent 27 years on a job. He never missed a day, has never been late. 27 years. And you know what he got for his reward? He got, where is it at? Okay. Starbucks reusable tumbler, a bag of Reese's candy pens, and two rolls of Lifesavers. That's what he got.
A little goodie bag.
27 years on the job.
A little goodie bag.
At Burger King. So I'm not buying anything else from Burger King. I mean, I rarely go to Burger King, but I'm certainly not going to be going to Burger King ever again. Because if a man or a woman or whoever it is spends 27 years of their life committed to the job and the corporation doesn't understand the magnitude of what he did, then that corporation doesn't deserve the business of anybody. It deserves to go to the corporation heap of hell. Oh, yeah, well, we're aware that he spent 27 years. We're aware that he didn't miss a day. He didn't miss a day for 27 years. And yet, they have the unmitigated gall to give him a bag, again, with Starbucks reusable tumbler, a bag of Reese's candy, pens, and two rolls of Lifesavers. Only in America. Only in the business community. That they would look at that man's, you know, number one, there's certainly something not right with a person, and I don't mean this in a negative sense, who spends 27 years at Burger King, right? There's got to be something not exactly right with that person. Would you agree, Sam?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I do. Like, no one necessarily would find that as fulfilling as you could possibly find, you know?
Or financially.
Right. Totally.
Right. How are you going to survive with 27 years at Burger King? At best, he's been making minimum wage.
Right.
All of those years. And then the guy shows up every day on time for 27 years, and you as a corporation know it. And the best you can do is that. That's an insult.
And you know how hard that is to find nowadays?
Oh, you can't find that anywhere. And the best the corporation can do, and let's talk about Burger King is not a mom and pop shop.
Not at all.
You would think that the national owners of Burger King would I would put this guy up on commercials. I would do everything.
Amen.
And say, look, this is what one of our employees has done. And because of that, and then I would almost offer him his own franchise. 27 years? Come on.
He's got to know a thing or two after that.
Well, yeah. And then you turn around and give him that. You know, it is more than frustrating. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We got a lot to talk about this morning, but I got to finish this story up because it touched me. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.